Hello, everyone. Good morning. Good afternoon. My name is Sean Saffer from Microsoft. Welcome to the Windows 10 Deployment Training for System Builders. In the next hour, I'll be talking about deployment methodologies and instructions to help build a high-quality Windows 10 image with improved experience for customers. This presentation is for Microsoft System Builders and delivered to you under non-disclosure agreement. The samples and deployment flow provided in this presentation is only for testing purposes, so that you can set up your test environment and exercise the examples provided in this training. Let's go over our agenda. First of all, I'll make a brief introduction by answering questions such as, why should I learn the deployment methodologies? How can I complete these tasks? And what am I going to end up with? Then we will start going over the deployment procedure step by step and clear up as many things possible with several demos. I'm planning to play some videos while doing the demos so that the picture quality may be low, but I'm going to explain every step as detailed as possible. Towards the end, we'll be summing up the flow and finishing with the Q&A section. The slide deck and recording of this presentation today will be posted on the OEM Partner Center for download. Please submit your questions during the call. You can ask your questions by using the Q&A tab at the top of your live meeting application. Please provide me the slide number which your question is concerned about so that I can pull up the slide for review. And please provide your email in case we cannot answer your question during the presentation. The purpose of this white paper is to document a prescriptive method for Windows 10 deployment using the classic Windows 10 deployment procedures. The content which will be presented in this training is outlined in the Windows 10 deployment white paper, published on OEM Partner Center, Windows 10 deployment white paper for system builders. This document is engineered to overcome system builder deployment challenges. It is meaningful to label this white paper as our main resource, because all the instructions and implementations that will be mentioned throughout this training are derived from this white paper. Additionally, this training will indirectly educate you on the requirements to configure and distribute Windows 10. These requirements focus on manufacturing instructions to set up Windows for customer use.
What is the Windows 10 ADK? Before going any further into the deployment procedure, let's go over Windows 10 Assessment and Deployment Kit. The Windows ADK is a collection of tools and documentation that you can use to customize, assess, and deploy Windows operating systems to new computers. Windows ADK is different for each Windows version, so it is important to check for and download any new ADK when Microsoft releases a new Windows build. You must also download the matching language interface packs to match the version of the ADK and the Windows image. By using Windows ADK, a technician can customize aspects of Windows, adding own applications and settings. The technician can keep Windows up to date with the latest updates and drivers. The technician would be first designing the Windows image by adding personal customizations, drivers, applications, and branding. As the second step, he will be deploying his custom Windows image to the computers which are going to be shipped. Furthermore, if an image needs additional servicing, the technician will be updating drivers and applications while adding more customizations with no trouble. There are three different types of computers in which we name them according to their role during the deployment procedure. These are the technician computers, the reference computers, and the destination computers. Technician computer is the one that has Windows ADK installed. Therefore, the tools that we use to design a Windows image by using the Windows ADK must be installed on the technician computer. The reference computer term is used for the sample of computers that we will install Windows 10 and verify personal customizations. In this training, we will be using USB keys to store and apply Windows 10 media. We'll be using reference computers to verify our customizations. If we're good, then we'll be deploying the same image to destination computers. As you can predict now, the term destination computer is the computer which your customers will receive. configuration passes. Before going into the deployment flow, I want to give a brief information about configuration passes of Windows. Configuration passes are the phases of Windows installation during which you can customize an image. Some configurations are only valid for specific passes. The diagram in the slide describes each of the configuration passes. Windows PE, Offline Servicing, Specialize, Generalize, and OB. I strongly recommend to check the link on this slide to learn more details about these passes. All right, here we go. This is our deployment flow. We will begin with preparing the environment, installing Windows 8K, and creating necessary USB content. We will capture the base Windows installation, having only the basic customizations to an image. Capturing an image means to store and keep all the Windows files in a single image file. Then we're going to service the image both online and offline. Offline servicing is the servicing of Windows 10 image, which is done on a technician computer. Technician mounts the Windows image and injects packages such as drivers and Windows applications. He may also add or change Windows-specific files or OEM-specific media. On the other hand, online servicing is the servicing of an already installed Windows operating system. This is why we call it online. Online servicing is meant to be done to the reference computers. Finally, we'll end up with capturing the final master image. Then this image is applied to the destination computers with or without the Compact OS feature implementation. Answer files. During this training and deployment flow, we will be using three different XML answer files, which are the auto unattend, the unattend, and unattend sysprep. The first file we use is the auto unattend.xml, which includes basic customizations such as OEM name, product key, and support info. The second file is unattend.xml to include more advanced customizations like setting the Microsoft Edge homepage, pinning taskbar links and tiles. The third file is unattend sysprep file. It includes configurations from unattend.xml and sysprep configurations needed to finish Windows installation after running sysprep generalize. Also, we will see three different Windows images during this training. Please keep in mind that install.wim file is Windows base image without any customizations. Basic image WIM file is a semi-customized, non-device specific image. And the final image.wim is fully customized production ready image file that you will put on your destination computers. First, we are going to prepare our lab environment. We will be using two USB keys. One we use to store our images, scripts, and answer files, which we are calling the storage USB. Throughout the training, and as mentioned in the white paper, the USB is called as USB-B. It has to be a minimum of 16 gigabytes of size and formatted in NTFS. As you may know, only NTFS format accepts large files. For example, files larger than 4 gigs. And the Windows 10 images which we'll be capturing are going to be at least 4 gigabytes of size. So that's why we're using NTFS format. The other USB will contain Windows pre-installation environment. We will call this USB as USB-A. It has to be a minimum 4 gigabytes of size and formatted in FAT32 format. USB-A contains Windows pre-installation environment. We use WinPE USB to boot the system in Windows pre-installation environment and run deployment scripts. In order to capture or apply the image and format the partitions in an empty device having no operating system, we would need a simple, lightweight operating system to do these tasks. Windows PE serves us in this case, which we run the operating system from a bootable USB device. Before creating WinPE USB, you must install Windows ADK first. The following video shows you how to install Windows ADK. You can find the ADK setup link from the white paper. I have downloaded the ADK setup from the internet, and we are ready to install ADK. First, I'm clicking on the ADK file to install ADK. Then I need to select the installation path. Then you must select at least deployment tools, WinPE and user state migration tools. As you see, ADK installed successfully. We can now create USB-A. In the following demo, you will see how to create this bootable Windows PE USB. First, I plug the USB device to the computer. Then I need to open deployment and imaging tool environment as an administrator. Then I'll run two commands that you can find from the white paper. The first command is to copy PE to create local folder of WinPE image. Then we run make WinPE media command to create bootable USB disk with WinPE. Okay, we have a USB-A with Windows PE, and now we can create USB-B. Creating USB-B is straightforward. There is a tree view of USB-B content placed at the right side of the screen. All you have to do is copy all content of USB-B folder from the USB-B.zip found in the white paper inside the appendix section at the end of the guide. The scripts which we are going to be using in this training are included in the USB-B. In order to build the same USB-B here, you have to create the same files by copying and pasting their content. These files have been tested and verified. The content of those files are dummy content addressing to a fictional OEM named Fabricam. All you have to do is replace the values with your own answer file values by using these sample files as an example. Then you're simply good to go. Let's watch a demo about how to create USB-B to visualize the steps clearly. This time I plug the second USB. And you need to reformat USB with the NTFS format. Then I'm going to open the white paper and navigate to the last page in the appendix section. You can see the USB-B zip at that page. Now I'll copy the content of USB-B.zip to a USB device. Let's check the deployment flow. We have just completed the first step, and we need to install Windows with basic customizations as you see in blue. You will see completed steps in green and the next step in blue. Installing Windows with basic customizations. In this section, we will be installing base Windows with basic customizations. Basic customizations are OEM information such as OEM name, OEM model name, OEM support URL, and support phone info. Also, I can set the home page for Internet Explorer. Last but not least, I will specify a product key, which is the default product key you can find on the OEM Partner Center. These product keys cannot be used for activation, and they will be removed automatically from the system when the image gets prepared for the shipment. They are also called as Windows Manufacturing or default keys. Here's our Windows installation flow. In the first step, Customize, we'll be using Windows System Image Manager to create an answer file and type in the basic customizations, and we'll be naming this answer file as auto-unattend.xml. In the second step, Install, we'll be installing Windows with basic customizations specified in the auto-unattend.xml. One of those specifications is reseal mode, which is set to audit. That means after Windows is installed, the system will boot in audit mode so that it can check my changes. There are two modes that Windows can boot into. One is called UBI, the out-of-box experience, which is the one we currently use on our PCs as an end user. The other is audit mode that is used by OEMs to preload applications during manufacturing stage, which is online servicing. In the third step, verify, the system will be booted in audit and we will verify our changes. Finally, in the fourth step, prepare, you will prepare the system by using SysPrep tool in order to capture its image. After SysPrep tool completes its task, the computer will shut down after a period of time. Now I'll show you a video of installing Windows. The demo is of installing Windows with basic customizations. First, we need to copy all the content of Windows installation media to my Windows folder from the USB-B. I used Windows 10 Home image as a sample of this training. Then we open the Windows System Image Manager and I select answer file from the USB-B config set. Then you need to configure all the settings here, like OEM information and the default product key. After copying all the content of installation media to my Windows folder, I need to copy a special folder called $OEM$. This folder contains your Windows wallpaper and OEM logo. Okay, we prepared our installation folder, which is My Windows. Now we can install Windows. In order to install Windows, first you need to boot your reference PC with WinPE. Now the reference device is booted with WinPE, let's plug the USB-B here. First, we need to learn the drive letter of USB-B. As you see, it is the C drive. Then we need to run the following command to install Windows with basic customizations using auto-unattend.xml. Okay, we have installed Windows with basic customizations. The next step is going to be to verify our customizations. Now that we've verified all our changes, we need to sysprep the windows with generalize parameter. This part is very important. Select UBI, generalize, and shutdown. Then it will automatically shut down after a period of time. We have completed the third step of the deployment flow, so we can continue with step three, capturing image step. In this section, we'll be capturing the Windows image. After verifying the changes I've done to keep them preserved, I will be capturing the whole Windows partition into a single image file, which is called basicimage.wim. This image will be modified in the following sections, adding further customizations, which we will call offline servicing. We will be booting in WinPE and start capturing process after we have identified the Windows partition to capture. Let's go step by step. First, you need to run dispart command. Then type list volume command to see volumes. You should identify Windows partition, which is D in this example, and identify USB-B, which is F in this example. Then you need to run dism command with capture image parameter to capture the image. So now we've completed the third step of deployment flow, and we have a basic image.wim file, which contains basic customizations. Now we need to continue with step four, offline servicing. Now we will switch back to the technician computer to apply the offline servicing. We will mount the image which we just captured in the previous section, and we will add several customizations. These customizations include adding model-specific driver packages, .inf files, adding language interface packs to both Windows and Windows recovery environment, hence providing a multilingual deployment, which means that deployment windows with more than one language for the end user to choose from. Adding update packages, which are the KB packages to Windows in order to provide the most up-to-date device to our customers. Adding OEM-specific visual customizations, which are background and OEM logo. Finally, changing the answer file to reflect the changes which you've just made. The order is important. Only install updates to an image after you have applied your language interface packs. Before unmounting the image, you will optimize the WinRE.wim to reduce size and persist any applied updates. After servicing procedures finished, we have one last step to do and unmount the image. First, you need to open deployment and imaging tools environment. Then we need to mount Windows image. Mounting means that we extract the whole content of a WIM file to a local folder. After this completes, we also need to mount the WinRE.wim image, which is located inside of the mounted image we just mounted. Is, I just want to note here that it is possible that the WinRE.wim could be a hidden file. Use the attrib tool inside a command prompt to unhide the file. So you've mounted Windows to CMount Windows and WinRE image to CMount WinRE. After that, I'm going to add the Irish language interface pack to the image. You can download language interface packs from the OEM Partner Center. Now the next step is adding Windows update files. Some updates can only be valid for Windows, but cumulative updates should be added to both Windows and the WinRE image. In this example, the update is a cumulative update and will be applied to both Windows and WinRE. As you can see, the first update command is being run on the Windows image, mounted at c:\mount\windows. And now we're going to apply the update to the WinRE as well, mounted at c:\mount\winre. Next, we're going to optimize the WinRE image by running Bism with the reset base switch. This is an important step to have working recovery environment. We also make a backup of the WinRE image. Finally, we must unmount both WinRE and the Windows image using the commit switch to save changes. Now we've completed step 4, offline servicing image. Let's continue to step 5, applying image to verify offline servicing customizations and completing online servicing. We'll now switch back to our reference computer again. We'll be using Windows pre-installation environment to apply the image, which we have just updated after offline servicing section. Now we will use the walkthrough deploy scripts to apply the image to the reference computer. Please note, you can find walkthrough deploy script in the USB-B, which is in the impending section of the Windows 10 deployment white paper. Now we're booted into WinPE again, and the first thing I'm going to check is the letter, what is the drive letter for USB-B. Then I'll run the walkthrough deploy script to apply image to disk. While script is running, it will ask us to apply as a compact OS or not, after it does the partition layout. Provide your answer. In our example, we are saying no to compact servicing, compact OS. After image is applied to the computer, you need to remove all the USB disks and type exit to restart the computer. Now we have applied the image to the reference computer, and the next is step 6, online servicing. Online servicing in audit mode. In the online servicing step, we have 5 basic steps that you need to complete. You have a running Windows in this stage, and you can install Win32 applications like Microsoft Office. Add a layout modification.xml to pin Office desktop files to the start menu. After installing desktop applications and setting desktop shortcuts, you need to delete installation files, such as the Office installation files if you installed Office. Then we're moving to step 4, which is very important to creating a recovery environment. You have to run the scan state command to create a provisioning package. And this package contains all your changes, it contains all your files for your desktop applications you have installed. Then finally, you need to run sysprep to prepare your image as you see in step five. The system preparation tool prepares an installation of Windows for duplication, auditing, and customer delivery. As you can see, the sysprep command at the bottom of the screen, we're using several switches like generalize, UBI, shutdown. Let me explain all these switches. First is generalize. The sysprep generalize command removes unique information from your Windows installation, which enables you to reuse that image on different computers. The other is UBI, the out-of-box experience. The /UBI option instructs the Windows installation to run Windows Welcome the next time the computer boots. The last one is shutdown. It just means that the Windows will shut down when sysprep preparation is completed. First thing we did was close the system prep tool UI so that we can run the command in the command prompt. Then we're going to copy all the recovery files to the Windows drive. If you ask for duplication, please select yes to all override files. We ran the scan state command to create a customized package of your desktop applications. Because we booted the PC to UBI, the WinRE.wim was processed and moved. We need to copy the backup WinRE.wim back into Windows System Recovery folder. Finally, we are going to reseal our Windows image using sysprep tool with the generalized UBI shutdown parameters. Now we have completed the online servicing step. The next step, 7, is capturing the final production image. Optionally, you can apply your Windows 10 image from step 7 of the deployment flow as a Compact OS. Compact OS feature is targeted at low disk devices with flash drives. As you can see on the slide, Microsoft changed the way of storing files and customizations in Windows 10. The important thing for you, if you are manufacturing devices with storage lower or equal to 32 gigabytes, and more important, are using a flash-based disk drive, you should use this feature. If you are preparing an image for a device with low storage, you also need to enable single instancing in CompactOS to reduce Windows footprint on the disk from installation of desktop applications. Single instancing is compressing the provisioning package you created using the scan state tool. In order to enable single instancing, you must run the one-line DISM command before capturing the image. Then while applying image, our walkthrough deploy script will prompt question, is this a compact OS? Your selection should be yes, and that's all you need to implement compact OS for your manufacturing. Please reference the white paper and the link provided on the slide for additional details on compact OS feature. Please keep in mind that if you want to use Compact OS, you have to enable single instancing before capturing the image. Let's continue on. Capturing the image. This step is very similar to the step 3. First, you need to boot your reference PC with the Windows PE, and then insert your USB-B. Please keep in mind that USB should have 6 to 7 gigabytes of free space in order to capture the image. After that, please run diskpart and list volume commands to identify Windows and USB-B partitions. Run the DISM cleanup image with reset base switch to clean up unused packages in the image and persist any updates applied for recovery. This is a very important step. If any KB updates were applied offline, they'll not be recovered by push button reset within the first 28 days of booting to desktop. By running reset base here, we ensure that if user does push button reset within the first 28 days, the KB updates will also be restored. Then you just have to run capture image using the DISM command, naming the image as finalimage.wim. We've just completed the second capturing step 7, so we're ready to test our image to finalize our Windows image. We have a fully customized final image, so we're ready for manufacturing. Now we need to test the final image with clean reference PC. In order to test the final image, we need to apply finalimage.wim to the reference computer using walkthrough deploy scripts. Remember, the script will also ask if we want to deploy Compact OS or not. Please type yes or no according to your choice, and keep in mind that you should enable single instancing before capturing the image. I will not show a demo of applying the image since it's exactly the same as step 5. We have completed the last applying image step, so we're going to finalize our deployment procedure. Now we are going to finalize our deployment and manufacturing process. Here is our last step. In order to minimize the first boot time, specialized paths must be completed by manufacturer. After applying the image, please open your PC. It'll boot up with audit mode. Please check your image and verify your changes again. Then run your custom test and quality assurance tools. If you think that everything is okay, please close the system preparation window and run the command that you're seeing on this slide. As you see, we are not adding generalize this time because we don't want to generalize the image. We aren't going to capture this image anymore. We are preparing this image for end user. As you see, all the steps are green, so we've completed all the deployment and manufacturing process. Quick note on recovery media. After completing all the deployment flow, you may want to create recovery media as well. This is an optional step. As you know, Windows 10 contains the recovery options so that users can recover their devices whenever they want. Also, there is an option to create recovery media at the user side. But if you want to distribute recovery media with your device, you need to create bootable recovery media. In order to create recovery media, there are two options available. First, you can use your WinRE.wim file and put this WinRE.wim to WinPE and create a bootable WinPE media with WinRE file. So it'll work as a bootable Windows recovery environment. The other option is creating recovery media using Windows ADK. By using this method, you can create recovery media which will work like Windows installation with customized final image. Please check the Windows 10 deployment white paper to get more details about recovery media. Troubleshooting and log files. When you see any error about image preparation and manufacturing, please check the document from this link to find related log files from Windows. The link includes useful information about log files and locations. If you're following the white paper, you should greatly reduce the risk of hitting these errors. Okay, we finished our training. Let's go briefly over one more time over the deployment flow. First, we created USB-A and USB-B on the technician computer. Then we've created our first answer file, auto-attend.xml. We've installed Windows using setup.exe after rebooting in WinPE. We used auto-attend.xml along with setup.exe in order to reflect our basic customizations. The reseal property in that answer file was audit, so the system booted up in audit mode. Here came our first online servicing. We verified our changes and sysprepped the system to UBI with generalize option to capture its image. We again booted in WinPE and captured the image of the Windows partition and named it as basicimage.wim. Basic image is a semi-customized image, including only the basic customizations. As the next step, we switched back to the technician computer and mounted the image to service it offline. In this section, we added language interface packs and update packages, also specified OEM logo and background. Before unmounting the image, we replaced the old answer file with the new one having our most recent updates. This new answer file, which is unattend.xml, has UBI as the reseal mode because we want to see our latest customizations on reference computers. We then applied the image and verified the changes with sysprep the system again to boot the system in audit mode for online servicing by applying image. For the last time, we booted in Windows PE. And captured the image, which contains all the customizations we've done so far. And we call this image's final image, which you can say is also the master image or model specific image. As a final step, we applied this image to the destination computer using walkthrough deploy script. And then we finished preparing the master image. In order to finalize the deployment, remember that the specialized pass on each computer has to be completed on the manufacturing stage so that we minimize the initial boot time for the end user. So we booted the computer and skipped UBI by pressing Control Shift F3 to boot in audit. While computer boots an audit, it automatically completes specialized pass. You can then also run your diagnostics on the target machine. The last step is to sysprep the system to UBI without the generalized switch. All right, thank you, everyone, for attending. I hope I found the training helpful. Please refer to the Windows 10 deployment paper published on the OEM Partner Center for additional details. And in order to do the same deployment procedure, I strongly recommend you refer to the white paper and follow those instructions. Also included in those instructions is the Office 2016 deployment. Okay, everyone, thanks for attending. That's the end of our QA session. Please look at the OEM Partner Center for, if you have any questions, you go to that site. There's some links for support. And everyone have a nice day. Thanks.